Bradley University has been awarded a grant to host an institute on Middle Eastern Christianity next summer.
I'm really excited about this National Endowment for the Humanities project that we've had funded. This is one of just 11 in the country that have been funded this year.
That's Bradley Religious Studies Program Director and Professor Jason Zaborowski. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, August 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Health experts flagged homeless shelters as high risk for coronavirus spread, but as Dana Vollmer reports, most have successfully kept the virus out so far.
In mid-March, shelters scrambled to secure cleaning supplies, set up makeshift isolation rooms, and call in health departments to screen those in their care. 3 months later, few seem to have had trouble. According to IDPH data, only 32 shelters statewide have reported a confirmed case. Shelter operators chalk that up to largely the same things: frequent hand washing, wearing masks, aggressive cleaning, and to a certain degree, dumb luck. John Roki runs Peoria Rescue Ministries.
By God's grace, we have not. So far, that doesn't mean that won't happen. Obviously, as we're seeing, it can kind of strike anywhere and anyone.
Roki says it helps that their population actually decreased at the beginning of the pandemic as movement from community to community slowed.
Now that the Restore Illinois plan has been, you know, opening up, our numbers have kind of normalized back.
Even now, shelter residents aren't going to highly populated and higher-risk areas like bars and stores. Major Jesse Collins oversees the Peoria Salvation Army.
They don't have anywhere to go, so other than going for a walk, they're not going to restaurants or anything like that.
Still, people in shelters are dealing with the same COVID fatigue as the rest of the community. Shelter operators say staying vigilant about health guidance is even more critical as the area's COVID-19 numbers trend in the wrong direction. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says his department is ready to respond and assist in the event of renewed civil unrest. Overnight looting in Chicago resulted in more than 100 arrests. The Peoria Public Schools Board of Education has provided more information on the district's ongoing return-to-school plans. And Tri-County health officials confirmed 170 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, including 94 in Peoria County. Overall, the region has 2,288 cases, with nearly 1,600 in Peoria County. No new deaths were reported. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Next year, Bradley University will host more than 30 scholars examining Middle Eastern Christianity. The Summer Institute will be funded by a recently announced National Endowment for the Humanities grant. Professor Jason Zaborowski will direct the project. Zaborowski tells Joe Deacon, people generally do not associate Christianity with the Middle East.
One of the things about Middle Eastern Christianity that strikes people from the start is that they have a direct connection, an organic connection to the biblical lands and personalities. And so they have sites of pilgrimage to places where Jesus walked or where the Holy Family fled. So they have a connection to the biblical lands. Another aspect of Middle Eastern Christianity that's foreign to Western Christians is that they've lived as minorities for a long period of time and have developed ways of still participating fully in their societies, even as minorities.
We often talk about Middle Eastern Christians as one category, but there are actually several different groups. What are some of the things that differentiate them?
They're diverse. The thing is that Middle Eastern Christians themselves, they don't all share the same priesthood or recognize the same priesthood. There are large communities that are in communion with Rome, with the Roman Catholics, and there are others that are in communion with the Orthodox churches, meaning the Greek Orthodox, and still others that aren't in communion with Rome or the Orthodox churches. The largest of them is the Egyptian Coptic Orthodox Church, which is about 8 million people, and they're not in communion with Rome or with the Greek Orthodox or with the Protestants.
What unique challenges do Middle Eastern Christians face in predominantly Muslim countries or areas where they are in the minority?
On the local level, the Christians are often dealing with the same things that their fellow Muslims are in the Muslim majority countries. like getting a job, getting housing, finding their way in the economy. In Egypt, which is where I have most of my familiarity, that's my area of expertise, the Christians and Muslims work side by side in occupations and jobs, in the workplace, in politics.
What is the goal of the Summer Institute project you are directing, and how will the National Endowment for the Humanities grant benefit the project?
This is one of just 11 in the country that have been funded this year. This is the first time that the NEH has funded a Middle Eastern Christianity Institute. This will bring together 10 scholars who are experts on Middle Eastern Christianity. They'll be coming to Bradley University next summer, and they will be helping a group of 25 non-expert scholars who teach on the college level to add knowledge to their work related to Middle Eastern Christianity. Peoria is a natural candidate for this project because of our large Lebanese Christian immigrant community here, and that's one of the intentions of the project, is to hopefully get together some of these participants in the program with some of the Lebanese Christian community in Peoria.
That's Joe Deacon's interview with Bradley Professor Jason Zaborowski. For more information, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria City Council discusses the Western Avenue Improvement Project during tonight's meeting. You can expect to learn more tomorrow on WCBU.org. Also, this afternoon at 1, it's the Peoria Riverfront Museum's Virtual Art Club. Art Club is a monthly meeting of people who love art. Each month, you hear about a different artist or topic. This month, artist James Pierce will be presenting his own work while you enjoy coffee and treats at your home. Find the Zoom info for today's Art Club at artspartners.net. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.